welcome to the podcast. My name is Ellen Martino. I am an integrative health coach, and I'm happy to be here on behalf of Anthem to share some information on how you can eat right on the run and on a budget. I think we all know that the habits we develop around our food choices can make a big difference in our health and well-being. So today we're going to talk about a variety of ways that we can create good habits around food that can help us eat healthy more often, better manage our weight, our energy levels, and move us in the direction of achieving our health goals. It does take time and energy to plan what we're going to eat, to buy the food, and to prepare our meals and snacks. So let's start by looking at some of the benefits of eating well so we can understand why a little upfront effort may be well worth it. Food is fuel for our body, or as Ocean Robbins likes to say, what you eat becomes you. The food we eat breaks down and becomes the building blocks for our cells, skin, hair, nails, bones, and a lot of important chemicals and neurotransmitters. Every bit of us needs the nutrients we get from food in order for our bodies to function well. The quality of what we eat directly impacts our energy levels, our immune system, our mood, and our overall health and well-being. And last but not least, eating well helps us set a good example for the next generation. And with more than 30% of our kids in America already overweight or obese and experiencing medical problems like diabetes and high blood pressure much earlier in life than our generation did, it's really important to get kids on board with eating right and fueling their bodies well too. So if you're having trouble getting to or maintaining a healthy weight, or you would like to have more energy or be more productive, then paying attention to what, when, and how you eat can put you on a track to living a healthier, happier life. Food is one lever that we have to pull when it comes to our health and well-being, and that's where we will focus our time today. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention that our lifestyle choices play a significant role as well. We all know it's important to move more and sit less. Adding exercise and movement to our day is key to both our short and long-term health. And when we get a good night's sleep, our body has a chance to rest and repair. We also support our cognitive health, our immune system, make better food choices, and so much more. And finding ways to reduce the impact of chronic stress helps us have more energy, digest our food better, and reduce inflammation, which is an underlying factor in every chronic disease. So let's talk about what makes up a healthy diet. Let's start with the three macronutrients. And contrary to popular belief or various fad diets, our bodies do need all three of these nutrients to operate efficiently and effectively. First up, carbohydrates. Fruits and vegetables in a variety of colors should make up about half of our plate. Fruits and vegetables bring vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and fiber to the table, literally. We also want about a quarter of our plate to have whole grains. These are things like brown rice, quinoa, rolled or steel-cut oats, and millet. These grains have the bran and germ intact, and that's where most of the nutrients and fiber are. We need carbohydrates for energy and cell growth, and eating fruits and vegetables and whole grains helps keep our blood sugar more stable than eating refined carbohydrates, which burn up quickly and leave us with lagging energy levels. If you're curious about organic versus conventional produce, take a look at the Environmental Working Group's Guide to Pesticides in Produce. You'll find it at ewg.org/foodnews. And look at the produce items you eat most frequently. Are they on the clean 15 or the dirty dozen side of the list? You may be able to find produce grown without synthetic chemicals at your local farmers markets, or opt for frozen. The nutrients are intact, and you have less chance of wasted food and wasted money. Since the vast majority of us are not eating enough fruits and vegetables, eating more fruits and vegetables every day is most important, whether they are organic or conventionally grown. Okay, protein, our second macronutrient. This should take up about a quarter of our plate. Protein allows us to build and maintain muscle mass and make hormones, enzymes, and antibodies. Our choices here should be clean, lean animal protein if you eat it, like grass-fed beef and pasture-raised chicken and eggs as your budget and access allow. And for all of us, Incorporating beans, lentils, fermented soy like tempeh, and nuts and seeds are all great ways to get protein along with a host of other ingredients, including more fiber, at a lower cost than the animal protein. For fish eaters, I recommend you check out the Monterey Bay Aquarium site, seafoodwatch.org, to learn more about how to choose healthy, sustainable fish. Now, stay with me here. The third macronutrient is fat. And fats are critically important for our brain and our nervous system. They also help us to feel full, so we feel satisfied and we stop eating. Good fats also help our body make steroid hormones and transport vitamins like A, D, E, and K into our cells. The right fats help keep inflammation down in our bodies. And as I said earlier, inflammation lies at the root of every chronic disease that we face today. So, keeping inflammation at bay is a very important step in keeping us well. The good fats come from foods like fatty fish, avocados, nuts and seeds like walnuts, hemp, chia, and flaxseed, and even quinoa, which is technically a seed and not a grain. The most important fat to limit or eliminate from your diet is fake fat, like the hydrogenated fats we find in many processed foods. Those can contribute to inflammation as well. Ideally, if you can combine your protein, fat, and carbohydrates at each meal and snack, you'll balance the variety of nutrients your body needs and better manage your blood sugar and your energy levels. So for example, try an apple or a banana with some nut or seed butter, sprinkled with some cinnamon or unsweetened coconut, or maybe some veggies with hummus or trail mix. These all make nice, balanced, nutrient-dense snacks. You can check out myplate.gov or the Harvard Healthy Eating Plate for the visuals and more information on the food guidelines and serving sizes. So now we know what to eat, but does it matter when or how often we eat? I would say yes. Maybe it's three meals or two meals and a couple of snacks. Every body is different, so you should experiment and see what works best for you. We do want to give our digestive system a break for a few hours, but we don't want to wait too long between meals. Remember, the goal here is to keep your blood sugar stable, and you can usually tell how that's going by paying attention to your energy levels, your productivity, and your mood throughout the day. My favorite food writer, Michael Pollan, says that in order to eat well, we need to distinguish real food from food-like substances, and often we're making those distinctions in the supermarket. So I want to give you a few tips on how you can eat real food more often. Whole food pretty much looks like it did when it was growing from or on the earth. If it had an ingredient list, it would have just one item. So for example, it would say broccoli or pinto beans or salmon. And processed foods are just that. They typically have a list of ingredients that may include added sugar, some of those fake fats, salt, preservatives like BHA and BHT, artificial colors and flavors, and other chemical and synthetic ingredients that are not food and therefore not good fuel for our bodies. When it comes to food labels, ignore the big letters and the health claims on the front of the package. Turn the package around and look at the small letters, the ingredient list. My advice for reading the ingredient list is less is more, fewer ingredients are better. The more words that you can pronounce and recognize as food, the better. Avoid those numbers and acronyms. Those are typically your colors and preservatives. And avoid the hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils, those trans fats, and things like high fructose corn syrup, which is a marker of a highly processed food. Food shopping is such a critical part of the healthy eating process. This is where you and I can exercise control over our personal food supply. To save some money on those one ingredient foods, shop the bulk bins where you can buy as much or as little as you need, and check out the store coupons or specials to save money on pantry staples and other items that you need. And talking about food shopping, one of the best ways to improve your diet and your health is to take a little time to plan your meals each week. When you're planning your meals, consider balancing the carbohydrates, protein, and fat, as we talked about earlier. Think about some recipes that are easy and that you know you and your family will enjoy. Also, think about something you can cook a double batch and save a portion in the freezer for another time, like stew or soup or chili. There's a great recipe on 100daysofrealfood.com for green salsa chicken. I recommend you add 2 cans of beans to add nutrients and reduce the cost of the meal. Or try the Pakistani keema, which is a ground beef curry recipe from wholenewmom.com. It can be made with ground beef and beans, or omit the beef and just use all beans. But both of those recipes are easy, they're delicious, and they freeze well. Quick cooking grains like quinoa are great for busy nights, but always make extra grains to save you time for another meal later in the week. You can use leftover brown rice or quinoa for breakfast porridge, or to make a great stir fry with any veggies you have on hand. And having berries or ripe sliced bananas in the freezer makes it easy to upgrade pancakes, oatmeal, or to make smoothies. Having frozen veggies on hand allows you to add a nutritional boost to your pasta or soup. You can check out the Domestic Geek's weekly meal prep series on her YouTube channel for some meal prep inspiration. Now, it's nice when we have control over our food prep, but sometimes it's nice to eat out and let somebody else do all the cooking and cleaning. One tip for making good choices when you're eating out is to check the menu online before you go to the restaurant, so you can go in with a plan and not be distracted by your growling stomach or the breadbasket. Also, start with a salad. That can help fill you up with those all-important veggies. And most restaurants will allow you to substitute brown rice for white, a baked potato for fries, etc. But you don't have to deprive yourself. We're just trying to eat well most of the time. So if you have a special meal or treat when you're out, enjoy it. Maybe share the fries or the dessert, and just know that's the exception and not the rule. Okay, so now we've talked about what, when, and how much we should be eating, but how we eat is also something that can help us feel good and achieve our health goals. Despite the urban myth, calories count even if you're standing up. So sit down, relax, take a deep breath, and chew your food. Less stress at mealtime will improve your digestion. So take a break, get away from your desk or the TV, and pay attention to your food. You will enjoy and digest your meal much better without the distractions. I'd love to bring this all back to where we started. Why is it so important to pay attention to how we feed our bodies? Remember that what you eat becomes you. So choose the best quality ingredients as often as possible to create the best and healthiest version of yourself. And Anthem is here to support you in living your healthiest and happiest life. You can check out our website, anthemeap.com, and enter the company code COOK to access the wide array of resources that we have online. You can also call us at 800-865-1044, and we would be happy to assist you. So as I wrap up, I want to leave you with a few tips on how you can eat healthier more often. First off, find ways to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your meals and snacks. Pay attention to portion size and check your ingredients and nutrition facts labels on your packaged food. Look out for excess sugar, sodium, fake fats, and other chemicals or additives. Also, drink more water. It helps support digestion, lubricate our joints, nourish our cells, our muscles, and our organs, and it helps to curb cravings. Drinking more water is a great starting point for building your healthy diet and eating right for life. And remember, sit down, slow down, and enjoy your meals. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you're feeling inspired to take the time to feed and nourish your body one healthy meal or snack at a time.